Good morning. Is it Miss Keelty? Can you address us again, Ms. Keelty? We couldn't hear you initially.
Yes, Your Honor. It's Miss Keelty.
Thank you very much. This is the case of In Re Interest of Seth C. There's no appellee that filed a brief, so Ms. Keelty, you are representing the appellant, and apparently the only person we're going to be hearing from today. There are five members of the court in the courtroom. There are two members of the court on WebEx, as you are, and that is Justice Miller Lerman and Justice Funk. So we will proceed at this point in time, unless you have questions.
No questions, Your Honor. I'm ready to proceed.
Very good, Ms. Keelty. Ma'am, you may proceed.
May it please the court. My name is Megan Keelty, Deputy Lancaster County Public Defender, and I represent the appellant in this case. This case is about the limits of restitution orders in juvenile delinquency cases. This court should find in favor of the appellant because the restitution order in this case exceeds those limits in two main ways. First, the restitution order entered by the separate juvenile court of Lancaster County exceeded the statutory limit set by Nebraska Revised Statute Section 43-286 by ordering the appellant to pay for medical bills. Second, the restitution order entered by the separate juvenile court of Lancaster County exceeded this court's precedent by ordering restitution without sufficient evidence. At this time, would the court care for a brief recitation of the facts?
Yes, a very brief one, please.
The appellant was charged with disturbing the peace and was adjudicated on that charge on October 16th of 2018. After being adjudicated for the offense of disturbing the peace, the case proceeded to disposition. As part of his probation order, the court had ordered that he would pay restitution subject to further order and also subject to a restitution hearing. That restitution hearing was held in December of 2019. After hearing the evidence, the juvenile court entered a restitution order on December 13th of 2019. In that order, the court ordered the appellant to pay $500 for medical bills that were allegedly related to injuries sustained by the victim in this case. Now, the restitution statute, the word restitution in the juvenile code is only used two times. Relevant to this case is the word's use in Nebraska Revised Statute Section 43-286, subsection 1A. Now, this statute authorizes a juvenile court to enter a restitution order after an adjudication for any, quote, property stolen or damaged, end quote.
In that phrase, in that portion of the statute, didn't it say including any order, restitution of any property stolen or damaged? Wouldn't that indicate that that is a non-exhaustive list?
No, it specifically mentions restitution for property damage or that's damaged or stolen.
Well, the statute says more than that. It talks about continuing the dispositional portion of the hearing from time to time upon such terms and conditions as the court may prescribe, including an order of restitution.
Yes.
Was this order of restitution a term or condition as used in 43-286-1A1?
Yes. So essentially, this order of restitution modified the original probation order by finding a specific amount of restitution and making factual findings for what the restitution is for. Now, in regards to the court's question about the additional language in section 43-286, this court has previously interpreted that section specifically in the case In re Lawrence. This court in that case stated specifically that restitution is permitted in cases by this statute, and specifically that the juvenile court is authorized to order restitution of any property stolen or damaged. So this court has already addressed that statute and held that, yes, the restitution is for property damage or stolen.
Well, in that case, counsel, wasn't it an issue of stolen property in Lawrence?
In Lawrence, Your Honor, I believe it was damaged property. The defendant or the juveniles in that case were charged with criminal mischief.
Counsel, back to the original order of probation that was entered in June of that year. The court ordered the juvenile to pay restitution as ordered by this court. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Was there any appeal taken of that order at that time?
At that time, there was no appeal taken, Your Honor, and that's because...
Does that have any impact on this case?
No, I don't think it has any impact on this case because, as I mentioned previously, the restitution order subsequently entered essentially modified that term of the probation order. So we are appealing from that modification of the probation order.
And in this case, the evidence showed that the juvenile was asking for $3,300 approximately in restitution for medical damages. Is that correct?
That's correct, Your Honor.
And how much did the court order the juvenile, Seth C., to pay?
$500, Your Honor.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Not only the court's order for restitution for medical bills related to physical injury inconsistent with the plain and clear language of the statute, it was also impractical. I think this case illustrates why it is impractical for juvenile courts to be making decisions about monetary damages related to physical injury. I do not practice tort law, but I think it's fair to say that determining monetary damages for a physical injury is a complex issue, as is determining the causation of that physical injury.
Counsel, what do we have in our record regarding the allegations or the factual basis for the adjudication?
In the record, there is a factual basis that was presented to the court at adjudication, which is one of the police reports.
And what is that? What does that indicate happened?
The police report obviously indicates that what happened is that the appellant and the victim of the disturbing the peace charge engaged in a physical fight. As part of the adjudication, the state had indicated that their theory was a disturbing the peace based on these two individuals fighting with each other.
Additionally, does it indicate how that fight started, who threw the first punch, anything of that nature?
The police report indicates that the appellant in this case would have been the initial aggressor.
Okay. Thank you.
And I think it's important to note that the appellant was not adjudicated for an assault. So there was no factual findings made by the court that the appellant caused any type of physical bodily injury to the victim in this case. The factual basis was solely used to support the charge of disturbing the peace. And when we had the restitution hearing, it became very clear very quickly that we were getting into more complicated issues, kind of in the realm of personal injury. There was a question of what exactly the injury was that was sustained. That was unclear. There was no evidence presented about the injury that was in fact sustained. It was unclear how that injury occurred. And overall, there was just insufficient evidence to show that there was a direct relation between the adjudicated offense and the damages being sought by the victim in this case.
Counsel, there's a restorative justice movement that's pretty prominent these days. Could this restitution award fit into that paradigm?
No, and I don't think it fits into that paradigm because there was no opportunity for the appellant or the victim to engage in any type of restorative measures prior to this restitution order being entered.
Is there a rehabilitative component to ordering the restitution in this case as part of probation?
Not in this case, Your Honor. In other cases, I do think that there is a real rehabilitative element to restitution. But in this case, because it was for physical injuries, it's unclear who caused the injuries, and because of the timing of the restitution order, it simply made it impossible for the appellant to pay that $500 within less than a month.
Seems to me that the initial dollar figures here came from medical bills, correct?
Correct.
And ultimately, your client arguably got a pretty good deal. The judge didn't have your client pay the entire amount of the medical bills, and it was substantially discounted. Isn't that correct?
It's my position that the appellant did not receive a good deal because he should not have been ordered to pay for any medical bills at all, based on the statutory language.
If we were to adopt your argument that restitution for violent crimes or physical injuries weren't proper in the juvenile court, could that be a justification for a juvenile court to not retain jurisdiction of those types of crimes because they don't have enough adequate options to remedy the situation?
No, because there are many other options available to a juvenile court to remedy the situation, specifically because the purpose of juvenile court is for rehabilitation and not for punishment. I see my time is up, so if there are no further questions, I would ask that this court rule in favor of the appellant and vacate the court's order of restitution.
Thank you very much. That concludes arguments on In Re Interest of Seth C. Ms. Keelty, thank you for participating by WebEx.
Thank you.